Everything Fraser Coast. And oh my gosh, it's been a few months since I've done an episode, and I'm so lucky today, Suzanne
Taylor.
Oh, did you just see my panic come across yes. my phone? Suzanne Taylor yes. is in my phone as Suzanne X.
Yeah. Oh, Madam X.
Yeah, so I never remember your last name.
People still getting used to it since we did our Shave for a Cure wedding.
Yes, that's right.
Which is 12 months ago already.
Yeah, just at the beginning of all the COVID hype.
That's right, yeah.
So many months on, yes. now we're catching up because of Riverhead Rocks.
Yes.
And there's also a hell of a lot of jamming going on out at Riverheads, and we'll touch base on what's happening out there.
Great.
So, Suze, first, for those who haven't met you before, do you want to just give everybody a little bit of an insight on who Suzanne Taylor is? You can do it in a bedroom voice if you want to. Oh,
okay. No, I won't do that. Everybody might get a bit frightened. So we, my husband and I run an RV park out at Riverheads, and it's on 75 acres, and we are encouraging live music into the area, and not just Riverheads, but the whole of Hervey Bay would be terrific if we all became a music hub, because Hervey Bay does have a lot of retired people, or a lot of people that may have played musical instruments in the past or may have sung in a choir or whatever, and it would be just great to get everybody connected through music. And I don't know if you know, but one of the last things to go in your cognitive memory function is the ability to listen to music and to coordinate your words to music. So if you'll see people in that are suffering from dementia, and as soon as you put a music on that they know from a past era, they will come to life with the music. So it's okay. Really great thing to have music in your life.
It is, and I'm just picking up on that correlation of an aging population here in Hervey Bay, and you're looking out for those of us with dementia. Thanks for that.
Well, I think it might come also because I'm from a background of looking after people from dementia. I used to be a caregiver, and I also used to sing at nursing homes myself. So It's kind of touching on all areas, but introducing rock and roll. So Riverheads Rocks is all about having a rock and roll concert. So headline act, the Rolling Stones Experience, which is unbelievable. These guys just play amazing Rolling Stones songs, of course, and they're going to be the final act. But then before COVID struck last year, I was very fortunate to get on to 8 Ball Aiken. Now, for those of you who don't know who 8 Ball Aiken is, you've just got to look him up on Facebook. He's huge. And he was actually doing a world tour at the time, and he was over in England and Ireland, and then COVID struck. And so he had to make a quick decision. Where's he going to settle while the COVID pandemic was raging? So he went back to his hometown of Nashville in the USA, thinking that he'd just be holed up there for a couple of weeks and then he'd be able to get back down to Australia and carry on with his gigs and finish his world tour going all over the place. And of course he ended up being stuck there for 6 months. So he's only just landed back into Australia not long ago, and I've had a couple of phone calls with him and confirming that he's still right to go. So he is a big coup for us to be able to secure him. And fortunately, because I'd already secured him last year for this year's event, it's just an added bonus because the first act that's on is the Miss Bully Band from the Northern Territory. If anybody hasn't heard Miss Bully Band, well, they are a treat. She's got a voice that's very similar to Renee Geyer, I think, and they do rock rhythm and blues, and it's really fantastic. Is that your dog making
a noise?
Yeah,
she's digging under the she's decided that this is the moment of the day that she needs to dig into the carpet.
Right.
It's not. I'm not grunting on the other side of the table.
I thought, what is that noise? Oh, she's got a little pink toy that she's playing with. Funny.
Yeah, yeah. So actually, what you're organising is fantastic, Suzanne, and it's all about giving back into the community and bringing people together.
Yeah.
So people that don't know you,
yeah,
I'm just, they all would have seen you before, because if you're in your 40s, say 40s or 50s,
yes,
you would be, you know where I'm going here.
You're going to me being a model and all that stuff.
On
are
the
you?
Yes, on the Coca-Cola ad. Yes. And we were sitting at home on the carpet going, oh, yeah. They're the luckiest kids in the world. Look yeah. at the life they're living, yes. bouncing on the big Coca-Cola things on that's the Broadwater. That's yeah. you.
But that wasn't on the Broadwater. We were actually on Tangalooma Island for 2 weeks filming that.
Oh, tough life.
I know, I know. And at the time I thought to myself, well, that's a pretty big deal that I've got this job. And I actually had bleach blonde hair. And because the ad was going internationally, I had to dye my hair dark. And it's funny how it's full circle now because I'm back to dark again. So, yeah, because they don't recognise blonde people. So because the ad went overseas, you had to be a brunette. So that's how come I'm a brunette in the Coca-Cola ad.
Oh, I didn't even realise you were a brunette in the Coca-Cola
yeah,
ad.
Yeah. So, oh, well, I'll have to show it to you then.
Oh, I thought yeah. you were your blonde.
No.
Masses of blonde
no,
hair.
No, no, no. That was part of the job. I had to go to the hairdressers and have the hair dyed black.
Wow. So, yeah, black.
It was black. It was really, really dark. But anyway, you're getting off the track here.
Sorry.
One of the most exciting things about the Riverheads Rocks is not only the public involvement and being able to come and enjoy live music, but we're going to be supporting the Riverheads Rural Fire Brigade. Back when the first concept was floated, the Riverheads Rural Fire Brigade was the number one choice because we had a lot of fires and, you know, obviously. But this year we're actually going to be donating proceeds to the MS.
Oh, thank you.
So
you did tell me that, yes, but I forgot that detail.
Yes. So I haven't finalised all those things with MS, but we're going to have a special marquee up. And I know that the MS Foundation do have like little charity buckets and they probably yes. have little pins yes. and things that they could sell maybe. But I've got to nut out exactly how we're going to. We'll probably have some raffles and raise some money like that. And it's really terrific just to know that you're not just taking, you're giving back.
Yeah.
And it gives, I think, also the public that are coming to know that they are supporting worthwhile causes as well is a good thing.
That's fantastic, Suzanne.
I know.
Thank you so much.
That's all right.
I'm happy to stand on the gate and be a volunteer to take...
take the money, take my rattle the can. Yes, because I already had a phone call from the Leukemia Foundation and they wanted to jump on it. And we'd already done that massive fundraiser for them last year
yeah.
with the shaving of the heads, and we raised over $4,000 for that night, which was absolutely awesome. So I basically said, look, we really love you guys, but we just want to share it around.
Yeah.
So on the charity front, can I go on?
Yes.
You don't have to say much, do you? Because I just start off and I'm off.
Yeah. No, I'm just everything you say is like unwrapping a present. I don't know what the next layer is. Pass the parcel.
So the latest exciting thing that's happened at Riverheads is our Riverheads open mic nights. So we've found that there's a huge amount of talent in the area, and we've also got people coming from near and far. We had a fellow drive up last time from the Gold Coast, and he got there and he said, oh, so I want to have a go, you know, I want to sing a couple of songs. And I said, well, I'm sorry, but the board's full, we can't fit you on. And he said, oh, well, you know, I really wanted to have a go and I've driven all this way. And I was like, oh, okay. So we worked around it. We had to sort of cut the songs down from 3 songs each to 2 songs each. We had 35 performers, which is huge. Now, it'd be so great if other venues around the Fraser Coast, and I'm putting it out there, everything Fraser Coast, get onto it. You know, start having some open mics, and so long as you've got good sound, we have a really great sound engineer who has a wealth of experience with really professional gear. So because of that, everyone just wants to have a go. It's absolutely terrific.
Well, there's definitely a demand there. You've proven that.
Yeah. So with the fundraising, I've just got on to the Queensland Cancer Council, and we're going to be having raffles at the hall, and the funds will be raising money towards the Queensland Cancer Council. So we'll be able to draw those raffles in between sets, because sometimes a band will get up and they've got a plug in and they've got to, you know, fiddle with their knobs, as I say.
Yeah.
So while they're doing their fiddling, we can just draw a raffle and, you know, and it just keeps the whole evening flowing, and then we're giving back, and it's just such a good feeling. And Just for Kids is our primary charity that Paul and I have worked for the last 6 years, and we're very involved in that. And we've just put a bucket at the door and just said a gold coin donation, thank you, for our charity, our chosen charity. And we've raised, I think it's about $563 so far.
Yeah, people are generous.
So, you know, and that's just from gold coin, you know, people coming in, putting $2 in or whatever. So, yeah, it's a real good feeling.
It is. And yeah, it's just started from an idea. And look, it's just grown. It's just self-propelling. Yeah. So I've got to be honest.
It's frightening.
I have bought my ukulele.
Terrific.
With the goal of working up a few chords so I can perform.
Excellent.
And in the background, I've got I'm working towards a Christmas album.
Excellent.
We might call it Jussie's Christmas album of successful and failed dates. Those love songs.
Oh, well, you know, that's how they say Taylor Swift gets all her inspiration from.
Oh, is it?
Apparently.
Well, it's so easy, isn't
it?
Yeah,
that's right. See, the words just flow to you because you've just got experience. You've got to have a life lived of experience to have these words.
That's right. Yes, you're speaking my language, yes, Suzanne.
Yes. I know when Paul and I, that's my husband, we were on a Black Dog ride. And lucky for him, we didn't have headsets back then. We were raising money for men's mental health and suicide prevention and Lifeline, which was, again, fantastic cause. And in the meantime, we were having a great time. So luckily, there was no headset on board. Otherwise, he would have probably taken off because, oh, man, I used to make up songs on the back of the bike. And we'd stop somewhere and I'd just jump off the bike and I'd be off with the fairies. And then I made up a song for the Black Dog ride, and they actually used it when they did the documentary at the end of the show in the credits.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you're very musical and very talented. I'm not going to say that.
So are you.
I'm not either of those two things, but I have a go.
So. I've heard you on the accordion.
And the tongue drum.
That was a real treat.
Now I'm going to have to share that, aren't I?
Oh, well, maybe. Sorry, I thought you had.
Only amongst my friends,
oh,
Susan.
Okay. Oh, sorry, Jasmine. I've just put you on the spot. No, you keep that a secret.
No, I'm an open book.
Okay.
I really am.
Terrific.
I'm quite proud of my talent.
Okay.
Actually, I might have shared it. I can't remember.
Johnny on the spot now. You'll have to.
Okay. So when is Riverhead Rocks?
26th of June.
Okay, so nice winter.
Nice, cool environment.
And can people buy tickets just to come to the concert, or do they have to come and camp?
No. So the last time, last year, it was going to be music and camping. So this time around, it's you can't camp unless you have a ticket. Mm-hmm. And there will be limited camping. So I just was on the phone this morning to a lovely lady who's bringing a bus of girls. And they are really looking forward to it. So I just explained to her she's got to buy her tickets. And then once she's got her tickets, then she sends me an email saying, right, I'm ready to book a campsite. So I'm putting her up in the corner with all the other giggling girls because there's other ones coming up from Victoria, which is exciting. And they're all ladies that are coming because they want to see 8 Ball Aitken because he's got such a massive fan base.
Fantastic.
So you book your ticket, and then if you want to book a camping site, then you book a camping site. But it's a 2-night minimum. You've got to be in the park by Friday because the gates open on Saturday at 11 a.m. and the first act's at 12, and we don't finish till 9 o'clock that night. And the one thing that I have forgotten to tell you about the entertainment is we've got the Harvey Bay RSL Pipe Band playing rock and roll bagpipes.
Oh, fantastic.
I know, and super excited about it. I'm an absolute fan of the bagpipes. I think they're
a fantastic musical
instrument that's very underrated and not heard enough. So I've secured the bagpipers, and they're going to march out through the crowd, and we're going to do some We Will Rock You on the bagpipes. And we're also going to have a bit of a sing-along. So we might do Waltzing Matilda or something like that and just get the whole crowd to sing along with it.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
So it's going to be really exciting.
Yes, that's a family fun weekend at the Fraser Coast RV Park.
Yeah.
And
You can buy your tickets on the website.
And you can just come for that concert.
So you can just buy a ticket for the day. If you're just a Hervey Bay local, like I have had people that have bought a ticket and then they want to come camping, but then I explained that you've got to be in by the Friday night, so then they said no. They just want to come and stay the one night, but I can't do that because it's just too much. So we're basically open to a day trip. You'll have certain coloured wristbands.
Yes.
So, you know, if you've got the day pass wristband on, we know that that's what you're there for. And if you've got a park pass wristband on, we know that you're in the park.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's all
very organised.
Nutted out. And I've been down to see the Queensland Police. So they're all on board and ready to go. And it's just so exciting getting it all together.
Fantastic. Yeah. And thank you again for supporting MS Queensland.
That's not a
problem. Happy to share this as much as we can.
Oh,
Suzanne.
Terrific. Thank you, Justine.
You're amazing.
So are you.
No, you are.
Yeah, you are. And thank you to Everything Fraser Coast for being one of the sponsors of the event too.
Happy to support.
Very, very happy to promote you as well.
Yeah.
So it's all about promoting music and life and having fun, and now the dog's going to bark.
Yes.
Bark.
Yes, sorry.
She's telling you that.
Sorry,
<that's>
everybody. Yes, I'm being pulled away by Ruby. Okay, well, thank you, Suzanne. And
you.
Look at the blog that I'm going to share with all the details, and keep an eye out on the posts as we get closer that Suzanne will be posting. And get on board and support this local wonderful event and events, I should say.
Yeah. Thank you. Da 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 da